Trick or treat! Sorry, neighbor. Couldn't help myself. I saw you on the porch reading and I knew it could spook you a little. Isn't it a little late to be out for trick or treaters though? Just enjoying the night, huh? Do you still get anyone asking for candy this late? Just college kids like me. I don't think I qualify as a kid. Me? Well, I'm just getting back from a party. Hence the slutty angel costume. It's supposed to be kind of ironic, you know? The girl with little horns, appearing all innocent. Oh, the party was fun, you know? There was music and dancing and some beer and yeah, I guess it was pretty good. I mean, yeah, it's fun and there are great people there. Nothing bad happened really, but it's just I have a hard time meeting people to date, I mean. From that perspective, the night was kind of a huge failure. I couldn't outflirt the other girls and the guys that were into me. Just, it would be generous to call them immature. Oh, and of course I was terrified all night that I was going to run into one of those fanatics who is talking about getting rid of people like me. Yeah, I guess I do feel a little bit down. Well, what can you do? Huh? Really? That would be great. I mean, I wouldn't mind sitting here with you for a while. If you want. I never really sit outside of here at night. Guess it freaks me out a little. I grew up in a city. This is the first time I've ever lived anywhere, so quiet. And kind of why I decided to move here for college, though. I needed a change, and this place had everything I wanted. And honestly, it's been pretty good. I've made some new friends here. Not a lot of them, but close ones, you know? And, I mean, I met you. I just mean, I could have moved next to a creeper or something, but instead, I ended up with a nice older guy. Someone reliable and dependable and smart and handsome. What was I saying? Yeah, thank God you don't mind, you know, coming over to help me out with mechanical and electrical stuff. You saved me a ton of money. I never mind helping you with the computer stuff either. I just guess we both kind of need each other. So, what are you drinking? Ooh, bourbon. Can I try some? I've never had it before. What? I'm an adult. I can handle it. Oh, that is smooth. Fine. That burned going down, but I do like how it tastes. Almost smoky. Mostly I just end up drinking White Claws. I guess that must seem kind of childish to you. Well, thank you for not judging my taste in liquor. So, why are you all alone tonight? No, I'm not judging or anything. It's just curious. You've always been really nice to me, seems. Like, you'd have a lot of friends. Oh, that makes sense. I'm sorry things turned out like that, though. My family? Well, There's not much to tell. My mom died a year ago, and I've never met my dad. No, that's all right. I didn't really understand until I started going to school, but I guess my upbringing is kind of weird. Yeah, I haven't told much about where I'm from. Do you really want to know? Yeah, I'd love to tell you anything you want to know, really. And also, yes, some hot chocolate would be great, thank you. Wow, I never thought he'd ask me to just sit and chat with him. Maybe tonight isn't a waste after all. Maybe tonight could even be when it finally happens. He seems to really like checking me out in this skimpy outfit. He never batted an eye since he found out I was a monster girl. One of the first people I've ever told that. Just treated me like a normal person. But what if he finds out about the rest of my heritage? He could really freak out. I don't know. Maybe I should just go home. There's no way a mature guy like this would... Oh! You just startled me. Sorry. I was lost in my own thoughts, I guess. Ooh, thank you. You even put marshmallows in them. Oh, no, I think that's sweet. It's very dad thing to do. I didn't mean to imply you were old. It's just that you cared, you know? So, you wanted to know about my family? Yeah, it's a bit weird. I don't think anyone related to my mom is still alive. I think she was alone, like me. That's how they got her. Well, you know how sometimes on the news you hear about those cults, like they worship demons and stuff. The police are always raiding the ones that do bad stuff. Yeah, so my mom joined one of those. I don't know why. I think it was just because they accepted her without judgment. She wasn't used to it, and it made her vulnerable. They weren't really nice. They were just using her. They needed some young and attractive and fertile. You know how monster girls seem to be really popular now, right? Like the models and sex workers and entertainers. Yeah. So we'll, I guess, come from somewhere. Most of us are hybrids of humans and, well, monsters. I know I don't look like one, not exactly, but I'm what they call a Cambion. My dad was a demon, a real, honest-to-Satan demon. He wasn't cute or kind or suave, like they see it on TV or movies. He was just ruthless monster, and my mom was supposed to be a sacrifice to him. I guess he used her, and I don't know if she had a choice, but I doubt it. But what I do know is that he must have liked her at least a little bit, because when my mom woke up, she was a little bit hurt, but everyone else in the cult was dead. She just left. She never called the cops. She was too afraid to. A few weeks later, she found out she was pregnant with me, and she didn't hesitate. She changed her name and moved to another city, really big one, where she could, you know, sort of lose herself. She never wanted to catch the attention of the cult or the police. She really wanted to protect me. Mom had some problems, but she really did love me and she did her best to raise me. She didn't always agree with me, or I didn't always agree with her, but at least we had each other. And then she got really sick. The doctors couldn't figure out what it was, but she only lived for another 6 months. At least she didn't suffer too much. I mean, she never blamed me, but I think she got sick because of me. Something in me was, you know, just wrong, and I poisoned her and she carried me, and just she took a long time to die. I inherited all my mom's stuff, and she had taken some old books from the cult that I sold and made a lot of money, enough to get a house out here and to go to college without any debt. So yeah, I guess I have enough security for now, but I'm so alone. I even thought about going to find the cult again. Maybe they'd accept me or even love me. No, I don't want that. I don't want that at all. I want to be normal. I want to be with good people and work and have fun and not be weird, have powers or any of it. Yeah, I guess I do have some powers. Not like those cool girls with wings or cat ears or whatever. I can't really control it. Sometimes I see things that are about to happen. Other times I get angry and things just move around. I hate it. I hate being different. No, it's fine. I just didn't expect to talk about this tonight with you. I try not to think about this stuff, but it's hard sometimes. You're not the only person I've told. I have a few close friends who know, but even then I worry that someone will tell someone else, you know. I've seen what happens to people like me when they get outed. I feel comfortable with you, though. I just feel like you'd never betray me or hurt me. I felt like that since we met. Is that weird? I mean, you're not going to tell anyone, right? You'd never hurt me, would you? I guess I just needed to hear you say it. Thank you. Of course, I believe you. It's just people can be terrible, you know. Back in the city, every now and then I would get cornered by someone who said they wanted to save me from my heritage. Of course, they only wanted me to join the little cult, and I don't want any part of that. I just want to be normal college girl. I want to get normal grades and drink sometimes and have fun and make mistakes. And I need. Sorry, I didn't mean to get all heavy tonight. You just invited me to your porch out of the kindness of your heart, and you're getting a lot of drama. Thank you for listening and not judging. I appreciate it. What was I going to say when I stopped? I mean, what I want? This is really embarrassing, but I guess why stop now? I kind of want someone who looks out for me, I guess. Yeah, like a protector, but not that Not like I want to be held by my hand when I cross the street or anything. I just want a nice older man in my life. Someone who can maybe guide me a little about things that I don't know. Someone I can trust, and someone who can teach me things. Someone like you, I guess. You're experienced and gentle, but stern and protective too. I remember how you chased that weirdo who followed me home. That made me feel so, so safe and cared for. And it turned me on a lot. No one had ever done something like that for me before. Stood up for me or asked if I was okay afterwards. Yeah, I guess like a father figure, but I feel like such a loser though. I should be able to survive alone. But you survive alone. You do great. You live out here and you work and you find time to help other people, and you're always smiling and so, so kind to me. And I can't imagine someone like you being lonely. You get lonely? Really? I mean, it's just hard to believe. I thought you weren't dating because you weren't interested. I bet a lot of women are interested in you in any case. It's different for me. I just a lot of drama and trouble, and I'm so, so needy. And it's true though, I need attention and affection, and I really need to get fucked. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just like came out of me. I didn't mean to be so oh wow. That was quite more, please, sir. Yes, I called you, sir. Jeez, this is so embarrassing. Oh God, this is so nice. But you can do more than kiss me if you want. I mean, you can touch. Oh my God. Yes, you can take my top off. I don't get cold that easy. And there's no one out tonight. We can do anything we want on your porch, and no one will ever know. My tits are pretty small. Do you like them? Really? You think they're cute? And what about, oh God. Oh, yes. Fuck, put your hands on them. With them all over me. Oh, I want you so bad, Dad. Sir. Yes. Kiss my neck. My collarbone. Fuck, yeah. Yes, kiss my tits. Suck on them, please. Oh fuck. No, I don't mind. You pulled me onto your lap. I was just surprised. I guess that's, I'm so small and can pretty much, you can do whatever to me, right? I can feel how hard you are. Dead answer. No, I wasn't going to call you anything but sir. It's so hard to think when you're touching my tits like that. Where's your other hand going? My thighs? Oh fuck, it feels so good. Oh, it would feel good if you moved it. You know, higher? Don't make me say it, it's so embarrassing. Fuck. Please. Please touch my pussy. I mean, sir. No, I wasn't going to say anything else. Please. Oh my god, it feels so good, sir. Oh, yes, you're the first. I've never let anyone touch me there before. I touch myself though, all the time, thinking of you, sir. I know it's weird, but ever since I moved next to you, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you. Oh, I just knew I would. Oh fuck, you can just slide your fingers inside a girl while she's talking. Oh fuck, that's so good. I'm so close, please don't stop playing with my clips. What? I don't want to call you anything else, sir. Sir, it's fine. Oh, no, I don't. I mean, oh, please don't slow down. Please let me come. Oh, you won't let me come until I tell you? What? That's so mean. Fuck, I can't tell you. I'm so ashamed. Oh, I want to call you a fuck. I want you to be my daddy. It's out of my control. When I get really emotional, angry, or loving, or just like really turned on, my skin turns this ugly shade of gray and gets a little rougher. My eyes, they turn this freakish purple, and my tongue gets kind of long. These symbols appear all over my body. I don't even know what they mean. I know that I look like a monster. Every guy who's ever seen me like this has said that I freaked them out. I mean, I don't blame you if you want to stop. It's all right. Mm. think I'm sexy like this? Really? Yeah, I guess. You're still pretty hard. Can I do something for you? Yeah. I want to make you feel good. What if I gave you a blowjob? Yay! Let me just hop on down off your lap and get on my knees. It's so naughty. To be doing this on your porch. It's so quiet here. Yeah. Oh. I mean, I've seen cock before on a screen. This is so different though. It feels so fucking hot in my hand. And hard and smooth and nice. I can't wait to put it in my... You taste different than I expected. So good. So fucking good. I love that you're letting me do this for you, Daddy. Yeah. I thought a lot about doing this for you. I guess I really have fallen pretty hard for you. Do you like it when my long tongue wraps around your shaft? Do you like having my tight, wet mouth taking you in while my tongue squeezes and tastes you all over, Daddy? I bet no other girl has done anything like that for you. I bet I can take all of you. Oh, it's tough to get that deep in my throat, but I can do it. I can do it. I did it for like a second. Thank you for understanding, Daddy. I want to try it again, though. Another time. If I practice really hard, I bet I could go deep throat you every day. Why did you stop me? You wanna fuck me? You mean like real sex? I really sound like a pathetic virgin when I say stuff like that, don't I? Thank you. Yeah, so if I get on your lap again and on your hard cock, that would be my first time. No, I mean, yes, I want that so much, but I have no idea what I'm doing, so I probably won't be any good at it. Will you be okay with that, Daddy? Well, I mean, you could probably find a more experienced woman who could give you exactly what you want, and... it's going to take me some time to learn how to please you, Daddy. So, I mean... Yes, Daddy. Maybe I'm overthinking it. I'm just going to straddle you and... oh, fuck. Somehow it looks bigger now. All right. I'm going to spread myself and I can just guide yourself inside of me. Oh, fuck. You're stretching me out so much, Daddy. Oh, oh. And only the tip has gotten it. Oh, oh. Gotta relax. Oh, oh. Oh. Okay. Almost halfway. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Almost there. Oh. Yeah, I'm okay, Daddy. Oh, nothing has been this deep inside me. And I just have to get used to it before I can take the rest of it. Okay. Oh, I did it. I did it, Daddy. I took all of you. Now, look at how the sigils on my skin are just glowing for you. Oh, I bet my eyes are really bright too. I mean, I'm super turned on. And I love you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't believe that I'm finally writing you, Daddy. Yes, please. Kiss me and feel me all over. I'm yours. I want you to make me happy. Oh, I want to be your good girl. I want that so much. Am I doing it right, Daddy? Fuck. Yes. Yes, please hold my hips like that. Move me. Oh, yeah. It's so hot when you lift me up and down your shaft. And I just use me, Daddy. Oh. If you let me, I'll do anything. Anything I can make you happy. Oh. Blowjobs whenever you want. Oh. Oh. You want me to come? To come all over me? You wanna come? Yeah. Yeah, you can come in me anytime. In any hole. I just want to please you. I just wanna be your little girl. Please. I need love. Oh, fuck. Your cock is driving me crazy, Daddy. So much better than I thought it would be. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Daddy, please. Fuck, fuck. Thomas is training me so much. Will you come in me, Daddy? Please. I need your hug. Come inside of me, please. I'm begging you to feel me, Daddy. Please. Please, please. Inside of me like this forever. Oh. Oh, there. I guess I can settle in your lap a little more comfortably now. Oh, I feel so safe in your arms around me. I could really get used to this. Oh, but, I mean, not crazy. I know that we just like had sex, and I know that doesn't mean anything more. I'm just saying that I really enjoyed it all. That's all. Really? You really want to be with me? Like, going steady? Okay, maybe that is a really lame way to put it, but I mean, just you and me together as a couple. Yeah, I'd love that. Maybe one day we could be more than that if you want. Just let me sit here a little longer. You made this half demon girl feel totally safe and satisfied for the first time in her life. You deserve a little rest too. Let me just pull this blanket over us. There. Now we at least look decent in case anyone walks by. Happy Halloween to you.